We have never had a nomination not have a vote, not even meet senators or be introduced or have a hearing. There's certainly been nominees who've been voted down, but nothing quite like that has ever happened. Democrats certainly feel like they've been robbed.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, says he plans to filibuster the Gorsuch nomination. What needs to happen for this to occur?
So in order for the Democrats to filibuster, they need to maintain 40 Democrats to do that. And since what they'd be doing is stopping the vote to have the vote, it's a we call that a cloture vote. And so what Chuck Schumer needs to do is make sure that 40 of the members of the Democratic Party stay with him and vote to have or agree to filibuster the nomination. So if more than eight Democrats defect, if you will, and decide to go with the Republicans and vote for cloture, then Schumer's hands are tied and the filibuster won't happen.
And if there is a filibuster, do the Republicans have the two-thirds majority vote for the cloture to cut off the filibuster?
They could. They need 60 votes. They might get some votes from Democrats who are in states that were pro-Trump and are up for re-election in 2018. So this would include states like West Virginia, North Dakota, Missouri, Florida, Pennsylvania. There's certainly more than eight people who are facing that type of political situation that are Democrats right now. So the Republicans have a chance to get 60, though they might not get there. It will be interesting to see which Democrats decide to vote with the Republicans for cloture.
Why would the Democrats filibuster this if the Republican can stop it fairly easily?
Well, one is to connect to their constituents. Right now, the base of the Democratic Party is very anti-Trump, especially the left of the Democratic Party does not want to see any Democrats doing anything in support of the Trump presidency. This is a Trump nominee to the court, and certainly Democrats have to be aware and answer to that part of their constituency. The other thing that many Democrats are saying is we should not go forward with this confirmation to the Supreme Court while the president and members of his staff are under FBI investigation.
And that's because the nominee, once he's confirmed on the court and placed on the court, he's basically there. He can't be taken off no matter what happens to the person who nominates him.
That's exactly right. So he would serve for life. And that's why for presidents, nominating people to the Supreme Court is one of the most important things they would do. You can serve at maximum 8 years, but we have members of the Supreme Court who've served for 20, 30, and even people like Justice Stevens serving for almost 40 years on the Supreme Court. If Gorsuch gets confirmed and Trump gets impeached, Gorsuch does stay on the court for life. You could technically impeach him as well, but he certainly seems to have nothing impeachable to lose that position.
Many Democrats in the United States, including Illinois' Dick Durbin, and a lot of people, a lot of liberals, Democrats, call them what you will, they feel that because Trump's approval ratings are so low, and because you mentioned the ties with the FBI investigation of so many tentacles out there in the Trump administration, that there's no way that this should go forward because of that. Is there any possible way for them to halt this procedure other than through this procedural thing with the Gorsuch nomination?
No, the filibuster is the best procedure they have. The other option they have is to just go to the public and tell the public and repeat to the public over and over, we shouldn't continue with this process until there's resolution. And if the public starts calling their senators, senators might respond to public opinion. But beyond that, I don't see any way that the Democrats can stop this. Especially if the Republicans do what we call go nuclear and get rid of the filibuster option for Supreme Court nominations altogether.
I'm Willis Kern. This is Sound Ideas, and we're speaking with ISU political scientist and judicial politics expert Megan Leonard. You talk about going nuclear, and this all plays into the whole political strategy that both sides face here. And one of the things that the Democrats have to consider with this is that if Gorsuch gets named to the court, that really doesn't shift the court philosophically either way, because Scalia was a conservative. So if Gorsuch is a conservative, then so be it. The court basically remains the same. It's the ensuing vacancies that could occur within the remaining months or years of a potential Trump administration that could swing the court. So what are the Democrats risking here?
Well, they're risking definitely the future of the court. Each individual senator is risking individual power. If you need 60 votes to get something done, that gives each individual senator a lot more power than if you need 50 or 51. So it's exactly right that Gorsuch is simply a Scalia, just about 20 or 30 years younger. So he'll stay on the court, but he won't change the balance of the court. If the Republicans do go nuclear and are forced to go nuclear and get rid of the filibuster, that removes it as an option from any future nomination.
Into perpetuity.
Exactly. And right now, there are three justices on the Supreme Court that are really important to the liberals that are over the age of 80. The liberal stalwart Ruth Bader Ginsburg, consistent liberal vote Stephen Breyer, and the middleman, Justice Kennedy. While he does vote with conservatives more often, he's been voting with liberals, especially on social issues like gay rights. And so changing any of those during the Trump presidency would be a whole lot worse for the Democrats than changing or replacing Scalia with Gorsuch.
So even if the Democrats take a pass on blocking Gorsuch and let him through, there are still even more than one. There are two or three vacancies that could occur within the next 2 to 3 years that Democrats look like they really they're between a rock and a hard place. And if they're trying, if their ultimate goal is to try and keep a liberal court.
Yeah, so the Democrats are certainly between a rock and a hard place. All they're hearing from their constituents is block anything Trump tries to do. The people who are against the Gorsuch nomination, public opinion polls say they're not actually against Gorsuch, they're against Trump. And so they hear from one side they have to go against Trump. But on the other side, there's the practicalities that any change in the court in the very near future is likely to come from the left or the middle of the court, the right of the court. Justice Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Alito, Justice Thomas are all much younger than the core on the left.
And this is one major reason why so many Democrats and liberals were very upset and disappointed and distraught and even depressed almost at the fact that Trump won the election, because had Clinton been elected, it would have solidified the liberal court for years. But now it's just the other way around, isn't it?
Right. That's exactly true. And people who follow the court always rank the court as an important reason why they vote. And while a lot of people didn't pay attention to the Garland hearings, is about 38 to 40% of people simply weren't paying close attention. Those who do pay attention, everything that happens in this process is very important to them, very important to how they vote. I think the Republicans have done a much better job historically at making the Supreme Court part of their elections. The Democrats maybe have to do better in the future at noting just how important Supreme Court nominations are for both votes to the Senate as well as presidential votes.
This is fascinating when you consider from a political perspective. Let's say the Democrats decide to are successful at blocking Gorsuch, and then all of a sudden Trump, for whatever reason, isn't president anymore, and you have a President Pence, Democrats could be looking at even a worse situation as far as the ideology of a potential Supreme Court nominee, couldn't they?
They could, though we have to be clear that presidents do have to work within their own sort of political power. If Pence were to come to the presidency after an impeachment of President Trump, you couldn't imagine that Pence would have a high approval rating. That doesn't give him a lot of political power to nominate somebody even further to the right or even more openly conservative than Judge Gorsuch. So it could actually work in the Democrats' favor where a very weak President Pence might have to roll back and nominate somebody more moderate. We see presidents who have low approval ratings generally nominate people who are closer to the center than Judge Gorsuch.
The other waiting game, I guess, is the 18 elections. And if the balance of the Senate or even the House shifts, then the Democrats take control of things.
Certainly. But the Democrats are in a really rough position in the Senate elections in 2018. I think there are 23 Democratic seats up and only 9 Republican seats. Many of those Democratic seats are from 2012, and the second Obama election. And so these are Democrats in states that aren't necessarily blue states. So there are lots of Democrats that are facing very tough elections in some of the states we've mentioned, North Dakota, West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, states that went for Trump. And so Democrats have to balance both the left of their party, but also those center moderates who could tip the scale either for the Democrats to take back the Senate or for the Republicans to get even more power in the Senate.
So if you were to put your expert prediction hat on, what do you think will happen with Gorsuch?
I think the Democrats will filibuster, and I think the Republicans will go nuclear. I think it will be after the vote in the committee, when it goes to the Senate, it will be tense trying to see if enough Democrats will fall to the side of the Republicans to stop the filibuster. They might get somewhere between 2 and 6. I'm not sure they'll get all 8 votes to help the Republicans stop the filibuster. But everything I'm seeing coming out of, especially Senator Schumer and McConnell, say the Democrats will filibuster, the Republicans will go nuclear, and Gorsuch will be on the court. The other thing to consider is the timing.
Yeah, this could delay it enough into the month of April that there'll be no time for Gorsuch to have any impact on current cases, right?
Exactly. The last 2 weeks of April, there are about 8 cases that the court will hear, which will be the last cases they'll hear during the term. To be fair, these are not big, important cases that are going to be covered by the New York Times. And so it's not all that important for Republicans to have Gorsuch on the court, say if there were a much more controversial case. So the Republicans maybe aren't under the same time constraints as they might have been if they were trying to get him on the court for the end of April to hear the last few cases. My guess is that Gorsuch's first case that he'll hear will be in October when the court starts up their next term.
But if he happens to get on, say, by the end of this week, and then here's these few cases you're talking about, even though they're not major cases, they could still signal, couldn't they, some way, his ideology, or maybe get him in precedent in some cases?
They certainly will. And as long as he hears the case in oral arguments and he votes in conference, he will be a participant in the case. We could see his first, full written majority opinion, which will signal definitely something about the type of judge he will be.